brought to you by Puffin.
The Midnighters by Hannah Took, read by Nina Toussaint White. Prologue. Prague, Kingdom of Bohemia, 12th December 1877. It was a night so dusky the street lamps looked like fallen stars, a night seized by a fierce frost which crept up the spires of Prague until they glimmered like diamond stalagmites, then inched across the Vltava River until its entire surface was as smooth as marble. It was a night that would bear a new small life, and, alas, a smidge of death. The Vashkov residence stood, tall, wide and regal, on the southwestern corner of big old town square, looming smugly over the ancient, brightly painted zodiacs of the astronomical clock just across the street. Despite the late hour, all 12 of its ornate windows were aglow, revealing a well-to-do household abuzz with nervous activity. On the ground floor, maids raced between rooms with buckets of water and fresh linen. On the first floor, Karel Vashkov sat in his leather armchair, puffing profusely on a Toscano cigar while the three eldest Vashkov children played cards by his feet. On the second floor, six younger children were eating a box of Swiss chocolates they'd pilfered. On the third floor, a tired-looking nursemaid was slumped in the rocking chair, having given up on trying to get the two smallest crib-scaling children to sleep. And on the fourth floor, Milena Vashkova lay in bed, surrounded by midwives, wondering what was taking this baby so much longer to appear than all her others had. The already large Vashkov family was about to grow by one. Across the frozen river, another residence stood, narrow, crooked and forlorn, at the bottom of a dark street below the lamp-lit castle. All its weather-beaten windows were dark, except for the round one just below the gabled roof. It glowed like a single golden eye, staring ominously out into the gloomy night. Beneath the creaking rafters of the attic room, the soon-to-be-born child's grandmother, Liliana, lay in her bed. Yellow candlelight trembled across her age-weathered face, revealing the feverish sweat that glistened on her forehead. A man, wearing oil-spattered overalls, sat on the edge of the bed, frowning down at Liliana in concern. "Milena's new child is on the way," Yosef said, dabbing his mother's brow with the cleanest corner of his handkerchief. "Isn't that wonderful, Maminka?"
"It's terrible," Liliana muttered.
"Worse than terrible. In fact, nothing short of hellish."
"That's no way to speak of a new grandchild. The other 11 children all seem perfectly tolerable. I'm sure this one will be too."
Liliana seemed not to hear him.
"It's bad enough that it's the 12th child, but born on the 12th day of the 12th month too.
A mere coincidence.
I caught you eating 12 fruit dumplings this morning.
You can hardly blame me. Those things were divine.
There were 12 crows circling the teen spires."
"You're giving me 12 different headaches right now."
Liliana's eyelids fluttered weakly. Her voice dropped to a raspy whisper.
"This new child. I sense..."
"Maminka, let's not get into prophecies again. It wears you out."
"I sense dark shadows, and I see..."
She squeezed her eyes closed, then immediately snapped them open again.
"An eyeball."
Yosef let out a long sigh. "Oh, just the one."
Liliana's bleary gaze turned to where many ink-smeared words had been scrawled on the wall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?